Time for David Gately's game plan as we look ahead to this meeting at Flemington on Saturday. It's a beauty as well, highlighted by the Group 1 Australian Guineas, and also a terrific meeting up there in Sydney. He's ready to go. The coach of our footy side here on RSN Central, David Gately. G'day, Gator.
Yeah, we had a slow start last week, first half, wasn't it? Yeah. But a big second half, and got the chocolate.
There's nothing better than singing the song after being six goals down at half-time, Gator.
Yeah, no, we missed a couple of easy shots on goal. I think the game should have been a lot closer at half-time.
Yes.
But, yeah, the second half was a whitewash. So, good stuff. And let it roll into Saturday.
All right, then. We'll start with our lock. The first picked in our footy side this weekend.
Yeah, look, we were pretty keen on four moves ahead last week, weren't we, in Sydney? And pretty much as soon as you hung up on me, they scratched it. So we sort of wasted our oxygen a bit. I still think the horse can win, and for the exact same reasons. So Randwick race 3, number 5, 4 moves ahead. Debut was terrific. On the clock, outstanding. Sectionals home, 11.44. It was only 0.7 that day off, a pretty smart one in Never Talk. And a lovely recent trial. So, look, I think Tagaloa's our best at Flemington, but best overall, I'm going to stick race 3, number 5, 4 moves ahead at Royal Randwick.
You must love Tagaloa then, because after you gave him that rev up, he was our D-Day horse a couple of weeks ago. This is the horse that we need to have a chat to that's probably not living up to his expectations, or you think that you could get more out of, and he never disappointed the other day in the CS Hay Stakes.
No, it was an outstanding win. I mean, I have to take it at face value. Look, I know he can be a bit culty. He was that way first up, and I tipped him in a Caulfield Guineas on top from memory, and obviously something was amiss that day. It was the first beaten and spelled. So there's still some query on 1600, but not for me, I'm strongly with him. I mean, to absorb that sort of pressure and still run home that quick, you have to be very good. Simple as that. So I don't think anything behind him can beat him. He meets them all better at the weight. But, you know, there's that asterisk in there that, look, he can play up, he can do a bit wrong. But after our talk, I think he's focused.
Yep.
You know, I had a similar talk to Enzo last week, you know, pre-race at the beach, but she ran really well. But, Tagaloa was the one that really responded to the talk.
Okay, 0416905052 from about 10:40 to 10:50. We'll have your questions to our coach around the selection table for our game plan heading towards the weekend's racing. So what about the long division race, Gator? The race that took you a little while to work out.
Yeah, well, there was a few of them on Saturday, to be honest. And this Inglis Dash, the race 8 at Flemington is the one I've landed on for the sake of this experiment. Look, rocketing by, he certainly went to another level last time. He was big odds. He beat a really good field. He beat Ole Kirk. He beat Dane Giselle. The runner-up Prime Stars run well again. He ran about 6 lengths quicker than Peltzer on the day, albeit of a faster early speed. So I'm sort of keep coming back to him. But then he draws 1 up the straight, and he comes back from 1,200 to 1,100. So all of a sudden started looking for things to beat him. Celestine's jumped out well for the return. She beat La Mexicana in one of those runs in her first prep. Then chased written by. She actually beat Bella Nipotina that day. So Bella Nipotina was behind rocketing by as well in Sydney, so it ties them together quite nicely. Then you've got a left fielder like Lord Olympus, who's unbeaten, probably should be unbeaten on dry ground, should be 4 for 4. You got Written Mitch, who's unbeaten, and Joviality gets onto drier ground. So all of a sudden, you know, if you get this rocketing by beaten, and he probably is beatable back in trip gate 1 up the straight, then it becomes a pretty open race. So I had trouble with it. I kept coming back to rocketing by, but concede there'll be a few in the quaddie.
All right, then. What about the D-Day horse this weekend?
Yeah, look, I think it's unfair on Master of Wine. We're going to see him have a run first. He was a touch disappointing last prep, but he ran well in Group 1. Well, I'm going to give you Star of the Seas this week. So, look, race 6, number 2, he's in the Blamey. Comes down from Sydney. His first up run was good. The tempo wasn't there for him. He still ran home race fastest. Look, we know he's a length better wet. I think we all agree there. But he was a touch unlucky not to win a Group 1 George Main Stakes second up last prep in Sydney. And that was on dry ground. He was 0.4 length second to Colding. much like at a key stage. He beat home very elegant. Beat home, Colette. So if he runs to that, I think he can win the Blamey. And you're getting a reasonable price to find out. But I concede, you know, he needs a win. And it's getting closer and closer to D-Day for him.
All right, then you get around $5.50 for Star of the Seas. And that's not a bad price because Gator's record these days with his D-Day horse isn't that bad. What about the highlight of the weekend, Gator?
Well, where do you start? You know, with Group 1 racing and some really hot Group 2 action as well. Obviously got the Skyline and the Sweet Embrace up north. The Guy Walters now a Group 2. And, of course, the Chipping Norton sees very elegant return, match motors with Colette and Cold in those sort of horses. But I think the Australian Guineas is the race that has a lot of interest because you've got Tagaloa there who went to the level we'd all hoped last time. You've got Sue Dancer who's emerging as a star filly. We saw the fillies run 1-2 last week against the boys. Now, on times and measures, she probably can't beat Tagaloa, but who's to say... You know, she's not still progressing. Who's to say with more pressure she wouldn't have run even faster there at Flemington? Of course, she raced on the same day as Tagaloa, so we do get a good line. What do we do with Ole Kirk off a disappointing run? He had excuses. He gets another go from me. Cherry Tortoni. What do we do with Acer? You know, he needs to kill a punch, doesn't he? And Dom to shoot. So a terrific Australian Guineas, a lot of depth. Tagaloa, clearly for me, but... I think it's an outstanding race. Can't wait to see what Zoo Dancer and Tagaloa can... They'll probably be together at the top of the straight and see what happens.
All right, then, Gator, you just mentioned Ole Kirk. This is our first question from one of our listeners. Make sure you put your name to it so we can give you a little bit of credit. 0416905052 to join our conversation. Was it a complete forgive run with Ole Kirk last week? And it's $7.50. If you forgive that run, just too big of a price.
If he's at his best, it's too big a price. And yes, it has to be a forgive run. Look, I would have loved to have seen him hit the line a bit stronger, but just nothing was in that part of the track. So I'm happy to put a line to it. First of run, he couldn't get by Rocking By or Prime Star. But, you know, he was first up and he did come from a long way back. He ran really well. Of course, he beat all of these, didn't he? The Caulfield Guineas. So I agree he's the wrong price. Certainly in my wider quaddie. And I think if you're a fan of the figure file, he certainly made it last week.
Hi, Gator. One of my favourite horses at the moment is Shay Yu that goes around in race 9. She's first up for Archie Alexander in that race. Thinks she's one of the best value bets of the day. Thoughts, please? That's from Damien.
Yeah, we're sort of getting an early look at our night watchman, I think, with Charlotte, who's unbeaten fresh. Big finish from late when fresh last time in here at Flemington, and then ran really well on the Empire Rose against a few of these. That was only her fifth career start. I liked her jump out. Are they swooping by race 9 with the rail true to 2 metres? Well, 36.4% of the time, that's where winners come from at Flemington when the rail's in this position. So I think she's right in the game, and I agree she's over the odds. And spoiler alert, should be the night watchman too.
Okay, there you go. Hi, Gareth and Gator. Can Gator do the form for me for the Broken Hill St. Patrick's Day Racing Cup on the 13th of March? I'll be there and need a chicken dinner. That's from Crystal of Collingwood. I don't know if you've ever been to Broken Hill, Gator.
Where is it again? What's it near?
Near Mildura, sort of. It's on the top of New South Wales, South Australia, Victorian between there, I think.
Yeah, and I've been to Mildura, but not as far as Broken Hill then.
All right.
For a small fee, we're still happy to... anyone with the same name as Crystal Finale, who was one of my favourite horses of all time, the answer's yes.
All right, then. Hey, Gator, Jet Propulsion is huge overs. This horse was always going to progress in his second preparation. Thoughts, please? That's from our great friend here on RSN Central, Winkers.
Yeah, look, I agree. He's a progressive horse. I think there's a bit of Jamaica about him, of course, related to the Mighty Mare, and... I can see him being a really strong stayer, you know, 12 months' time. I think he's in the picture somewhere here. The race that he comes through, I've just put that as a sort of B-plus sort of race compared to the Tagaloa race, just on the clock. They ran really fast early, and it was a real test of endurance, and he survived that test really well. But the horse that came out of that race couldn't run by Oxley Road last week, so... I've just got it at a second level, but he could bounce. I don't think there's any doubt he's on that upward trajectory.
He's at $31 at the moment with the tab for the Guineas. Hey, Gator, what the heck is the go with Mystic Journey? Can she really turn it all around on those 2 second place runs in Tassie and make the All-Star Mile field and then be competitive in it?
Yeah, the Blame is almost a race of D-Day horses, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think Mystic Journey's certainly getting closer to that mark. She does get to her best trip, you know. She's an exceptional miler, we know that. Turns out the horse that beat her last time's pretty handy, you know, won again. She beat everything else easily. So, look, I think it's close to Dito. I've got a second pick. I think she runs really well, but if she fails again, obviously, you know, the jury, we need to have a big chat.
Yeah, all right then. And Chalet, I think, is your night watchman because a host of text messages are coming through because you're looking for three on the trot.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, they've all been a good price as we've been talking. So I think, I think she can run really well. That's the shortened version. You know, I think at around that $10 mark in the Tricity, if she's close to right, she'll run well, providing they can run on. I'm sure they can. Providing the tempos there, I'm sure there will be, with Graceful Glamour and She Out the Bar in the race. So, I think she'll run a great race. You couldn't put her solo one out in a quaddy or anything, but I think she's over the odds.
She's worth a bet at $9, and she always looked like she'd be a horse that would come back better after a bit of a break there, Gator.
Oh, look, I think it's safe to say if you're running well in a Group 1 at start number 5, it's safe to say you've probably got a pretty nice future, even if you hold that form, you know, you're a good horse. If you can progress, then you can be a very good horse.
All right, then. Gator, how do you rate 50 stars on Saturday?
Oh, D-Day, you know, like everything else in that race. He was brilliant winning this last year, but he came off a much, much better first-up run. You know, he did have a setback leading into that, didn't he? He caught a cold or COVID, or he had something anyway. And so I want to see him before I load up again.
All right, then. 5 more minutes of questions with Gator 0416905052 to get your questions in. Hey, Gator Dog, what sort of chance do you give Poland from the inside draw this weekend?
He was a good win, I thought, first up. I loved his jump out. I had him in the mix, I think, third or something pick, and he chased a really hot speed and held them all off. I think I've referenced the query around that race. They ran really fast early, yet still, you know, the overall time wasn't dynamite, certainly compared to the Tagaloa race. So I just had to gravitate to the Hay Stakes. I think that's the A-plus race. The Poland race was a good test of endurance. There's a lot of good horses in it. But I just think that's the B-plus sort of race. Been wrong before, you know.
Yes.
I had Celebrity Queen as you know, captain of the seconds last week, and she deadheaded in the Group 1. I still think Brooklyn Hustle and Dirty Work should have quinellaed it, but you know, they didn't, and that's part of racing. So that's the answer to the question. That's the way I'm reading it anyway, pre-race.
The Pollard question is from the man who brought you. Johnny, get angry messages about the derby there, so a pat on the back.
Free vote.
Hey, Gator, Buffalo River looks to have the statistics as favourite of the Blamey, except one, yet to win on a dry track. How much of a concern is that?
Great question. Some concern. I mean, things happen for a reason. I don't think it's all coincidence. I think most times that things happen, there's a cause and effect. He was pipped by a pretty good one first up, and he gave Regards Marie a lot of weight. He beat all bar one. It was Mr. Quickie in a Group 1 second up last prep, so he can clearly win the race. But it's probably D-Day for him as well on dry ground, isn't it? He'll get the solo lead, and he's going to be hard to run down. He's certainly in the quaddie.
All right, then PT wants to know, do you think Fabergino just wins?
Well, if she runs to her last start effort, I think she wins because I think Bipperwack would be $1.01 in this. She crossed the line with him in a Group 1 weight for its Lightning Stakes. I am scared of Muntasira, who has that swap that form. You can tie swap that in through that same Lightning Stakes. And this Indian Pacific's pretty smart as well. But Fabergino on top for me, I think she's going to give you a great sight back a notch in grade. Back from a Group 1 weight race to a listed is more her go.
Hey, Gator, does this Queenslander, the Arovian, have any conceivable in the All-Star Mile in your humble? That's from Mickey D.
Well, I think if you're winning 11 straight, it is really hard to say you couldn't win anything. his will to win puts him in anything he can test, I think. Look, the challenge within All-Star Mile is it's still weight for age. I know there's talk about set weight penalties, there's talk about a handicap, and that may come to fruition, but it certainly won't happen this year for him. And the weight for age makes it a test for him. But when you're in a dogfight and you come out on top pretty much every time, you can't help but be a fan of an athlete, even if you haven't backed them.
Ask Gareth not to tip in Perth Saturday. Could not tip a Will Barrett. I don't know if I did. Sure. He is a Muppet, Steve. I love your work, Steve. That's made my day. thoughts on Vowmaster G? It was probably a little bit disappointing there on Saturday.
Disappointing for sure. But he brought himself undone, didn't he? Vowmaster. His two wins before that were outstanding. His trial was outstanding. The thing is, he's in the right stable, isn't he, for a nutcase. Because look what Waller's done with Very Elegant. Look what he's done with Nature Strip. I'll back him to get this horse right. Yep. And he's got a group win in his future, I think.
Do we light up on Very Elegant? That's from BJ.
I think she's a star. She has a seat at the table as the best horse in the country. She was beaten first up, but didn't have any hope in a slowly run race. Now she's going to find another slowly run race, it seems. This is where she's vulnerable, because she gets keen, she can't sustain the speed. You know, a fast run race suits better athletes. We've said it a million times, and it's just an absolute fact. But Colding beat her in this last year, or second up last year, sorry, in the George Main, and he did it running on a pretty good strong speed. So he's going to take some catching again. He's third up again, and she's second up, exactly the same scenario as the spring. But she comes off. First up last time, she came off a really hard run. She was back and wide. She sustained a long run off a fast speed. So she might have been mid-flat second up. This time, she goes into this race off a slowly run race where she sprinted home. So she hasn't had the hard run she's had last time. You see what I'm getting at?
Yep.
So Colding, Very Elegant. I had real trouble splitting them. I oscillated about three or four times yesterday.
And which way did you go?
Well, I ended up coming back to Colding because I think the track will be close to good.
Yep.
I think he'll get away with a tempo that's just on Group 1 average or a bit below. He can kick. He's not a better horse than her, but he beat her third up last time in when she was second up, so it's the same scenario again. Concede there's other factors, as I just mentioned, but that's the way I lean in the end. I can only have one on top.
Hey, Gareth, can you ask Gade, has he had a look at Pakenham tonight? If so, does he think Scream Dream for Lloyd Cannonwell a little later on is over bet on its last run? Also drawn barrier number one.
No, I haven't had a look yet. No. Look, I don't miss those Thursday nights, to be honest. I just can't answer the question with any authority. Sorry, I can have a look this afternoon, though, if he wants to shoot me a tweet or an email.
All right, then parlay this weekend, Gator.
We're heading to Royal Ramway. And we're going to go with four moves ahead. So race three, horse number five, four moves ahead to parlay two and three. Into race five, a sweet deal. I like the way she's trialling. She's horse number four. She's won her last two first up. Very good on her day. She's very backable. Race five, number four, sweet deal. Into race seven, number seven, Never Talk. He finally gets to 1,400. I've been waiting for her to get to 1,400. $9 or $10 tab. So there we go. Parlay 2-3 win. Ramwick, there's a three.
All right then. So parlay 2-3. So we only need two to win for a profit. And if we get all three home, it will be, well, party time basically, Gator.
Happy days. What we want. We want happy days.
And I think that will pay around... I just got to delete all the multis that we did for the basketball a little earlier on with Mikey there. And as I do that, it'll update in just a moment. I think that multi is around $115. Happy days.
That's true, but that's the parlay three, right? So
yes.
If you get a parlay 2-3, you get all the double combinations as well.
Yep.
So you get four moves ahead into Sweet Deal, you get Sweet Deal into Never Talk, and you get four moves ahead into Never Talk. So...
it's a profit.
It can be, as we sort of, you know, showed the year before last, it can be really profitable. But you need a bit of luck, and look, it's a lot of fun, I find. Pro punters will tell you not to do it, but no, good stuff. Good fun.
Love it. Hey, that's a brilliant speech, an inspiring speech as you let us go home with a can of Coke and a pie, maybe a VB or a Carlton draft, and we get set for a big Saturday Gator. Look forward to catching up with you, of course, Saturday morning with the team, with the Melbourne Form panel.
Definitely, can't wait. Thanks, mate.